I, Charles Vivian, and basically my father was in the Royal Navy, and he came back to the Second World War in the First World War. We came back into the Second World War, and then he unfortunately he got sunk off Liverpool in HMS Laurentic, rescued by another ship, which details I haven't got in front of me, which I should have. And then basically had a nervous breakdown, and personally I don't think he ever recovered, and had electric shock treatment and rest and all that business. But he did have a job as a jockey club starter after the war, and
And this is the Second
Second World War,
War.
yeah, yes. And there we go. Then he, well, originally we were renting houses throughout this area, Hampshire, and started off at Bosham, and then we went to the main road in Horndean, where the D-Day thing and the tank caught fire, I seem to remember. I was quite small at the time. Great, and we had doodle bugs and all that business. And then we moved onto the camp, and we gave my father, who was actually the captain in charge, two huts put together, I think of a wooden construction or something. It was quite reasonable. I remember they had a big open sort of space at the back where the doors opened, double. Anyway, that's the point. And going on to VE Day, which we were in situ in this hut on the camp, at the outskirts of the camp.
And the camp, remind me where?
Stockheath.
That was at
Yes,
Stockheath.
absolute Stockheath
Okay.
camp. And on actual VE Day itself, I seem to remember the camp went absolutely berserk. And the sailors and everybody else. It was a transit camp, so all the
Yes.
people came off the ships and all went there to be wherever they went afterwards. And there I was, and my mother was absolutely furious because she used to keep poultry and ducks and things. And these naval lads came along and grabbed them and thought they were nice to eat. But anyway, she wasn't very happy.
Well,
That's
with
my
that.
memory actually of VE Day itself, and obviously the celebrations went on. And
And so when you said you were in a scout hut,
no, not a scout. It was
so but
listen, a hut, a pair of huts
it
of
was
the captain's residence.
Listen hut style,
There wasn't listen, it was wooden,
Was
I
it?
think.
Oh, it wasn't
No,
rounded.
it wasn't. It was more of a square thing. Yes. And
And did you have roots in Hampshire then?
no, not really. Dorset. We
Okay.
moved up when he was recalled up to this area. After he got sunk, that's what happened. I mean, he actually went, I suppose, to a transit camp, which was what he was in charge of.
Was he in charge of?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he did interesting things there. He made all the sailors one day, the whole camp got up and marched them to Hayling Beach. And they did this sort of route march. Well, a route march for a long way, isn't it? And they had a swim and came back again. And it wasn't very, it was reasonably popular.
Well, and
My childhood, I seem to remember looked after by wrens and that sort of thing. And I spent a lot of time, and they had a sort of rather large hut up front, which converted into a cinema. And I remember this wren looking after me, and I was in a projectionist bit. Projectionist, she was. I think she was, wasn't
Yeah,
I? It was called Audrey, I seem to remember. I tiny at the
and
time.
yeah,
About five or six.
and what happened? So that was Stockheath, and was there a party?
I think, imagine so, and I was too young to
Because
well, I'd not partake in the party.
well, this picture is in Hambledon, which obviously you wouldn't have seen, but it purports to be VE Day, and it's in Banting's Yard.
Oh, right, yes, okay, that makes sense.
And
No, we weren't
Mavis
there then.
doesn't really
No,
know
no.
anybody, although Mrs. Lintner or somebody, but we think they might be evacuees,
It could well be,
you know,
yes.
in there. But
Well,
so
West End House, in fact, was a small hospital type place. Well, Grenville was, definitely.
Grem
Was a hospital type place.
Yeah, that of course that's
Convalescent place, wasn't it, I think?
Yes, that's right. And West Big, so West End, when did, weren't you involved with West
Well,
End?
basically what happened, we moved from Stockheath to Swanmore. And Swanmore, my father managed to buy a West End house for £5,000. And it was pretty dilapidated then, but it got worse and worse and worse. At the fourth bridge, we had no electricity and water, artesian well.
Wow.
And they used to have acetylene lights, I seem to remember very well, which was sort of quite nice little sort of lights. But the thing was, it used to run out about 10 o'clock. So any guests there for dinner had to go home, or if they didn't like them. With no light. Anyway, that's the point. And then they bought the house at the West End, and I lived there. I think we sold it in 1961 to the Onslows.
Yeah.
And my parents, I think, used to have naval families staying, or renting actually rooms at one stage.
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen quite short then. Why I bought this Buddyhead house? That's where the Beagle started, anyway.
Yeah, because take us back to your mother starting the Beagles.
That would be 1960. Well, I don't know, wasn't it? Before that. When did we move there? 1950 something. 54, I think it was.
Okay.
I think that's might be inaccurate.
Yes, you said at the beginning about her starting up the
Yes, it did.
And. But I've lost the... And it was after the fox hunt?
Yes, that's right.
So yes. Can you take us back there again?
But the fox hunts? Yes.
Yes, and how will that evolve?
The fox hunts basically started... Well, my father and mother at the camp, at Stockheath Camp, and they got some draft hounds, hounds from other packs, and I don't think they had many, about 10 couple maybe, and they did quite well. They fed on the naffy food was left over. And my father, actually a sailor, used to be a huntsman somewhere, and he got involved, and different people got involved. And I remember they put me on this little pony there are fake photographs of that around.
Oh, wow, yeah.
They had a meet at the pub there. Anyway, I can't remember what it was called, doesn't matter. And that's where it all sort of took off from there, the hounds. And then when they moved to Swanwell, the hounds actually went to the kennels where they are now, which is in Droxford, on the main road. And certain people in Hambledon were involved. Watson, Admiral Watson, who is related to, well, goes on to Betty Watson.
And Sykes.
And Sykes, yes, exactly. Yes, yes.
Rupert lives opposite me now.
Oh, right. Really? Yeah. What, Watson?
Yeah.
I don't think I know him, actually. And the Brigadier Butler. Was he Brigadier at that time? Not the last Butler.
Not General.
No, they were the previous.
A Butler.
Yes. Well, he was a General, I think.
Well, he certainly... Berry
Lodge.
Yeah. Berry Lodge, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
And was it hard?
What?
To get it going? Did they ever say?
Well, he used the Navy, which was completely nonsense, really. He wasn't allowed to. I used to say that. That's slightly illicit. He used to use the transport and all sorts of things from the Navy.
Yeah.
They did have to start the point-to-point there in Stockheath. They had a point-to-point, and he managed to fall on the first fence. So he never saw the point-to-point, which he set up. And that actually moved to up the road, what it was what. Well, it didn't actually, yeah. Point to point, that was.
Oh, after the race, well, to the race course.
Yeah, that's right. They had a couple of meetings, I think. I don't know. I was sent away to boarding school. Prep school in Broadstairs, which was actually taught me more than I ever learnt anywhere else. Then I went to Harrowbridge, but that's another thing.
Wasn't Ashdown House?
No.
No, that's not in Borstedt, actually. No,
St. Peter's Court.
My brother was sent to
run
in Ashdown House at 8.
Well, we're all pretty young, I think, at the time. And St. Peter's Court had very famous people there, actually. Hushman had their relation to the Bowes Lion was there. And I played with Brouveret, which is quite a well-known family.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, that's interesting. Yes, I think it did, actually. Much more possible. I don't know. Yes, I did. It's an awful long way from home. Well, of course, at that age, you know.
Mm.
But my parents, my mother, used to manage to get a cheap ticket on the train to come and see me. And that was a long time ago. You used to get a penny platform ticket, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
That's another story, I'm sure. Yeah, don't talk about this story. But Broadstairs, yes, and we played rugby and football and cricket. Rugby particularly was my thing. It always had been. I played a lot at Haileybury.
And what happened next?
To me? I had to leave Haileybury reasonably early before A-levels with the money ran out. And I went to the National Service, which I had great fun. I didn't take it very seriously. I was a bombardier clerk running the office, and that was a very cushy job. Basically, playing rugby all the time.
I didn't know that, you know. But so, growing up in the post-war world...
Yeah,
in the war. What was it like?
We got on with it, full stop, you know, there was no mucking about. Rations and things weren't very helpful. I think it seemed to remember my parents' rather large accounts being paid to clerks. But that's, we used to deal with clerks of Droxford, actually, originally.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And then Horace Clark was quite a character.
I know the name.
Horace Clark was a wonderful instance. We went shooting with my father down in Dorset.
Yeah.
And he, unfortunately, somebody shot him in the behind. So it was quite famous. Quite a famous story, that was. But the clerks were very much around those days. And used to deliver, of course.
Absolutely.
Milk delivered and all that sort of thing.
There are pictures of
I'm sure you have, yeah.
And how was it for you coming back from school in the holidays?
Very relaxed, very fun, great fun, yes.
Who can you remember who your buddies were?
Locally, that's a good question. Certainly some naval families in Denmead called Culmers. I used to go swimming at the Lido down in Sicily. Not Sicily, Hilsey.
Yeah.
I remember that quite well. Who's got the bus those days?
Was the tram still going?
I can remember it. No, not those days. But no. I remember the tram. My mother and I were down in Sicily shopping or something. And the bomb came and just about hit us, but didn't. But the tram came off its tracks, you know.
So there you were, just getting on with it, and the rationing. And was there any bartering? What sort of bartering?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Black market, you mean?
Yeah. Well, we all did it. I mean, yeah, I was 6 weeks, but
black market going on. Yes, but I won't mention any names. But quite a few families were involved. Involved.
Well, absolutely.
Yes.
And what was the community like in Hamilton at that point?
I think it was very much service involved.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of retired service people, yes. My mother didn't really get on too well with some of the rather grand people, or thought they were grand. And she said, that's why we live out here in the village.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so.
Well, I do remember Jennifer Hitchens, who lived in Camelot when I moved her in, and she taught French with her husband Arthur Hitchens, who was the one who started one of the people who started the Art Society.
Oh, right, okay.
And there was a tennis club, but they were not deemed of sufficient status to be invited to join the tennis club's teachers.
Well, believe it, yes. It's a lovely character
called
Mrs. Hope Murray. Did you come across?
I've heard the name.
She was an amazing woman, Irish, and he was a doctor, retired. They lived in the house very close to the vine, the other side, and they used to have a tennis court at the back there.
Right.
And she was absolutely lethal. She used to do underarm surfing, absolutely lethal. And you had tea afterwards in those days and all that business. You have to be invited, yes.
Are the questions you'd like to ask about VEA?
No, well, I don't know what the structure is that they've set for it, but we've already talked about VEA.
There's a lot more.
Well,
few box hops in there.
Okay. Because it's just so interesting, because I just haven't... This is... And because... And how did you move into the work that you did?
When I came out of the army, I went up to London. Which people did in those days, or try to get some work, or I didn't know really what profession I wanted to do. But my father had a connection with some people who ran a business called Susan Small Clothing. And he introduced me to an advertising agency, thinking I'd talk to people and all that business. So I was a trainee executive in Golden Square, no, Soho Square. Lapperston and Woolley, as the firm was called. And it wasn't me at all. And it, there again, if you hadn't been there for some time, you didn't get any work to do, just to do, go out and do this and get some information. But anyway, we didn't get on, me in the advertising world. So then I just thought, state agency sounds rather good, good fun. And well, it didn't have good fun, get a job. So I actually, literally, one of these people wrote to lots of different firms. And I got involved with somebody called Roy Brooks, E.H. Brooks, who used to write the funny adverts in Gloucester Road.
It's my
history going here.
No, it's fascinating.
And they were in this little office above Gloucester Road tube station. And there's a little office there. And
I know it well.
They had no toilets. We had to use the toilets in the tube station. Anyway, it was run by basically the Roy Brooks's parents, and they're slightly Jewish, but doesn't matter. That's a point. And anyway, Roy Brooks was really quite an odd character. He was literally had this gab for doing these adverts, and he got involved with different communities of people in London, and he used to get these houses and do up and let to Arabs. This is in the late 50s, and it was never heard of really, of course it isn't, no problem. And anyway, I've made great friends with two people, or I still see Simon and Carly, and we really sort of got our fed up with Roy Brooks, so we found two tricks on him. He decided to be a prospective Labour candidate for some Aldershot, I think it was. And he was getting, Vivian, go on the station and say, I'm prospective Labour candidate, stop the train till I get there. Daddy cheek. Anyway, so we got fed up with this. And we somehow or other got hold of some, this is a very odd conversation, some paper from the Country Life inviting Roy Brooks to go and have an interview. We'd like to interview Mr. Brooks and the rest of us. So there he turns up. I've never heard of him. So he wasn't very happy. So we departed company there. And then my father was really quite ill. And so I thought to myself, I went to Harrods for a very short time as a negotiator type thing. But there again, that was ridiculous. But if you haven't been there for at least 50 years, you've never saw a client or anything. It's always one name chance of two in front of you. And so I came down to Hampshire and worked for a firm called Whiteheads, something called Peter Crompton, who was in charge of it at the time. Quite a lot of people. And I worked in a little office in Cowp Lane. And rather strange manager, didn't turn up very much. and then I thought
to myself, your patch was?
Yeah, eventually. I inherited £2,000, I think it was, maybe in those days, from an uncle. And I bought the freehold of Corner Wycombe Wickham for £3,500. I remember that well. That took a very interesting conversation, difficult to buy it, because somebody called Cooper, who used to run, you know, the King's Theatre.
This is the history I don't know.
And he used to make, something important anyway. And he tried to outbid me for his girlfriend to move in as a, Anyway, I managed to get it.
And how?
In those days, I had to meet the solicitor. The solicitor insisted on meeting me because I'd buy this property. Very strange. Something called Miller down in Southsea. Anyway, I managed to get that, and then and set up the business. We had no money whatsoever. He took £8 a week out of us. And luckily, it all took off.
And how did you create your network? Because I bet you did.
Well, luckily, yes, with IBM was around there. There's a lot of naval people.
Ah, yes,
moving
yes,
all the time. It was brilliant. Yes.
What was the business?
C. Vivian and Company.
C.
Vivian and Company.
C. Vivian,
oh.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Estate agent.
Real estate agent.
Oh, so you yeah.
Yeah, you ran it. And then is that the one that's in Wickham Square still?
Yes, Ben Runciman. Burn Runciman.
Yeah, Burn Runciman. That's right. Yeah. Do you know in Wickham Square? It's,
yeah.
You come up straight up the hill and straight behind you.
And because, and the stories?
State agents, no, I'm not going to get into that.
No, you can't. I know.
I could do.
So tempting, though. I had to ask. I mean, there might be one that you, something.
No, I'm not going to that.
No, okay. Fair enough. No, I always think it must be interesting. Mind you, that's probably because of seeing a play as a famous Noises Off. It isn't that one. Never mind, we'll leave it.
Yep.
And so but how did you carry on the Beagles?
Right.
You just did.
Yes. I was master for 30 seasons, I think.
How long?
About 30, or was it 40?
30, yeah.
I don't know. 40, maybe.
So,
but they amalgamated and it was a disaster.
A disaster, is it?
Yes, it was. There's still a pack of hunts around here. But they've kept kennels are miles away.
Yeah,
well, you've been there, John, ever?
Where?
Well, the Palmeral kennels are.
No.
It's right down in.
Dorset or something, isn't
it? No, it's not Dorset. It's, where is it? The Salisbury Plain.
Oh, okay, down that, yeah, over there, yeah,
yes.
Okay. So, and then, when did you come to Hook?
61.
Oh, right, early.
Well, it was two cottages.
Yeah.
My mother and I converted it by Mr. Banting. And,
Mr. Banting.
Built on about when Derek moved in.
Yeah.
About 18, 20 years ago. More than that. Hmm.
Lovely. So that's a lovely overview. And is there anything? I think it'd be interesting. Just moments that really stick out in your mind. About it's a long, long time that you've been here in Hambledon.
Yes.
Any moments that actually really stick out for you?
In Hambledon.
I mean, I we would have had this conversation beforehand, and it would have given time to think. To be honest, Charles, I'd like to come back and talk some more. I think that just captures for now. It's probably.
Well, West End House, of course, is quite a cool history. Haven't
it? Sorry, the
West End House. I think it's quite a
absolutely
history there.
Yeah, fascinating. Goldsmith.
It's originally there, yes.
Yes.
I think, and my father bought it off something called Cooper Dean.
That's, I don't know the interim at
all. And,
So that's the house, the next house along?
Yeah, the big house. Middleston's got. There's a little West End farm, so this would be.
That's
West
further
End.
Up the hill.
Yeah.
Where was Winchester Hill?
And in fact, anyway, yes. It's very tempting to start going down one's own memories, and I'm stopping myself. I feel I'm having an audition for whether I can do these interviews in the future.
It's fine, it's not like that at all.
No, I know it's not, but it's so long.
Yeah, I can imagine, actually. Yes,
so long since I've done anything like this, and the note taking is always a nightmare.
Yeah.
Truth be told, when I did the employment tribunals when I was a lay member on those.
Yeah.
And now they all do it on their computer.
Exactly.
It's really
yes.
amazing. But of course, in the days of yore.
Sort out.
But that's what I used to do, mind maps in the end, because it used to be quite a good way to join things together. But anyway, back to West End. So after after the Goldsmiths, and that's when old Ujimir Flip went, who Cobbett visited that Goldsmith at West End.
Oh, really? Yes, okay.
Because there was a really good article written about that on the 200th anniversary of when they all, something like that, when... To do with the vote and increasing, giving the vote. A bit vague on my facts here, but anyway. So he's...
Cooper Dean.
Cooper Dean. And who was Cooper Dean?
Just owned the land, I think. I don't know much about it.
Yeah. Okay. I can look that up.
Well, I think the Goldsmith wanted to be buried in the garden, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
And they refused to do it. Although they weren't allowed to do it. Yes, I remember. He actually had a plot. I can remember it was
so a kid. When would that have been? Which sort of goldsmith would that be?
I don't know, quite honestly.
So many layers.
Well, there are. They own quite a lot of land, didn't they?
Bridget would know. And it's probably, we've got the Goldsmith history book.
Yes.
That he wrote for his personal rather than the Hambledon one.
Yeah.
And I don't remember Cooper
Dean. But Anne Bailey should know something about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think she'd know quite a lot.
There's plans afoot to capture her knowledge.
Yeah, well done, yeah.
But I did ask her about V Day and Nick, and they said they think about it, but they don't seem to have many strong memories.
She was
very young, because she's only 82, 83.
Well, not there. yes, I suppose Nick.
Well, you were just that much older to
fair enough.
Just a couple of years, as it were.
But Julia Blake and myself, well, she were both the same age, and she remembers going to this sort of kindergarten school.
Oh, right, Julia Blake does.
Yes, okay. Well, sort of area, yeah.
Because she lived. She comes from. I don't know Julia, so.
Oh right. Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. Oh. Well, she's now in a nursing home, so it's not.
Not so good.
No.
Where was the kindergarten?
That's a good question. I was on the main road at Cow Plain.
It was Yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
What was Cow Plain like then? Just a few houses.
Yes, it wasn't very well built over 7 and yes.
And were there cows? There was a pub there called the Spotted Cow or something.
It's still there, isn't it?
It could be. I've got a pamphlet on Waterloo. I often wonder why it's called Cow Plain, except for the obvious.
Yeah.
But one was horned in. When we rented the house in Horned In from Dr. Wade, I think it was. I was younger than even still then. And I remember the doodle bugs going over and there's a silence. And apparently it landed in the field where the pony did the milk pond was.
Yeah.
So it wasn't very nice. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, Mavis mentioned doodle bugs I realised I didn't really know was that because they were aiming for Portsmouth?
Oh, I think so, yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah, very much so, yes.
Yeah. They must have been horrible.
I can definitely remember the silence afterwards. And the bang. But a lot of them didn't go off.
Yeah,
scary.
How long have you been in this house?
61.
61.
Yeah. Well, that's when we converted. I suppose it was 61. Yes. Yeah, definitely.
What was it like when you moved in?
We completely converted it. No, we hadn't. No, a lot. It was two cottages.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were talking about the two cottages.
Yeah, tiny, yes. And the staircase was like that, I think. So we got one at the end, that's it.
And Fred Banting.
Yeah.
Is the same Banting of Banting's Yard.
Right.
In the photo, and Fred Banting owned the house I lived in, and I think most of that row of cottages actually, and then he moved across.
That's right.
To Ivy Cottage opposite before it was changed by the shakeshafts, and I think that's why I'm called the old house, because I was the house that he used to live in.
Oh, I see.
Or he used to be. Because it is old, but it's not as old as Jan's, for instance, And he had the carpenter shop there that was next door.
They're all different names, aren't they?
But Banting's, and then I think Dusty Miller bought it.
Did he? Didn't know that. Oh.
And he built.
Really?
This is Waring's, the one that Margaret Waring had.
Oh,
the house
right.
At the back.
Did he? Yeah.
Yes, which I didn't know for a long time.
No, I didn't know that. Yeah, poor Dusty. Dusty's still going strong, though.
Not strong.
No,
he's
still
going.
Well, he's got to be.
He's
very hungry, isn't he?
No. He's 95.
Yeah, at least.
Yes. 96.
Yeah.
Up, maybe.
Yeah.
No, he's the man shed go up to visit him.
Oh, right, okay.
Rather than him go to the man shed now. And Stephen is still got the corner, Miller's Corner, I guess.
Oh, yes.
So it's because now, of course, everybody's waiting to see what's going to happen to the People's Market.
Well, yes, I don't. Yes,
because I know Georgie wants to sell it.
Well, yes.
Anyway, enough.
That's not
to do
us. Quite a lot of them.
I mean, the changes. What any before? Because we've nearly, it's a long time. It's lovely chatting, but it's 45 minutes.
What does it matter?
Any change? Anything that really stands out in your mind about the changes?
Hamilton. Well, shops certainly, the pubs are gone. But the butcher shop, what's it called? Langtry's.
Langtry's and Cup Bar.
I certainly remember that. He used to do the slaughtering at the back.
Yes. Yes.
That was extraordinary. Well, that was extraordinary. But we'd done more with Droxford originally. As opposed to down here.
And, because Langtry's. Which pubs did you use in the village? Or did you use them in the village?
The George used to be the great one. And every Sunday they used to have all the farmers used to get in there.
Right.
And they used to go to sausages and things unheard of in those days. We didn't get in pub food. Yes.
And the new inn?
Yes.
Seems to have been the meeting place.
After the George, possibly.
Well,
the George
went
first.
Legion.
Yeah, I don't know about that, do I? Yeah.
And I've heard that and the cycling club, that was, going back some.
There's a great photograph of the cycling club.
Really?
Yeah.
And somebody did tell me that the farmers used, might have been Jenny Bellinger, who used to run.
Yeah, of course she did, yes.
That the farmers used, it was Mavis, I think. The farmers used the George.
Yes, very much so.
Very much so. The new inn was more for the societies, as it were.
Yeah, possibly.
Because the Ancient Foresters was only wound up in the 1990s, but I think it must have ceased to be active long before.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that at all.
I mean, it's fascinating. I mean, they existed.
Yes.
The friendly societies.
That's right, yes, they did. Yes.
What other pubs were there then?
There were, when I arrived, there was. The George was just shutting, just closing down.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
But we still had the Vine and the New Inn. The New Inn was still going. And that New Inn, I think, went to. Phil and Steph left in 2002.
Yes, I think. Possibly right.
I think I've seen that date recently. So the other, the Red Lion in the High Street turned into a workingman's club. I think pre-First World War.
Right.
The Bell Inn was pulled down at some point next to the Vine.
Okay. Two pubs side by side.
Yeah, it's very really weird that. I mean, there was other cottages. I think somewhere I've read, now don't ask me where, there's somewhere in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
I must have seen that one was more of a, the George was a hotel almost, a hostelry, and then you've got all these layers of different pubs.
Yeah.
And the Vine was a different sort of inn from the Bell.
Yeah.
Which might have been more a sort of a self-brew place.
I don't remember that at all.
And,
no.
In the Green Man.
The Green Man.
The Green Man.
Yes, remember
I don't
that
know,
being vaguely opened, yes.
I've never heard many stories about the Green Man.
No, I was too young at the time.
I don't know why. And then round the corner up in Church Lane, there was the Builder's Arms or something. And that was the low end of town.
Right.
Despite the, being near the church and
yeah, really.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, that's
so they definitely wouldn't have gone to the tennis club then.
A huge number of children in all the houses, but no, that's it had a certain reputation. Apparently.
Okay. Oh really? Okay.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah.
But that's amazing. That many pubs in such a small area.
Well, I think there was in those days, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Well, nothing else to do. I don't
know. But then you
a pub is a bar, you know, just a.
Yeah.
A bar at their front door, and that's a pub.
Well, exactly. I think that's because I think my great grandfather was a tollkeeper on the Farnham Road up in Petersfield at Steep.
Yes.
I discovered quite by chance when I moved down here, and no, my great grandfather went to Steep School.
Yes.
But. Great-great-grandfather, he also sold beer or something at this toll house, apparently. And one of the great-great-aunts ran a pub in Egham subsequently.
Oh, well done. Yeah.
So, but you just get this picture that there were people who brewed a bit of beer and sold it, but were doing other jobs as well.
Yeah.
We just don't quite know how it worked. I've never really, because I haven't pursued it in detail. But that's, the George. And did anybody, the bat and ball, was that mainly cricket?
I don't know.
Of course, cricket wasn't your thing.
No. I do remember that. No.
No, because it's. And the vine, Mark now is going back into the history of the vine, and he's really surprised that nobody's done it before.
Yes.
And there are very few reports of it going
on.
Did you use the vine through the years?
Oh, latterly, when
Peter and Anne were there. Yes,
and
Brian
Willis. Yes.
Brian Willis, who was a bit tricky though. He was there when I arrived in the village. Brian Willis.
Yes.
He spoke to me, so that can't have done too bad.
No, he's quite interesting character. Yeah.
Was he there a long time, Brian?
Not that long, I don't think. No. 10 years, maybe? I don't know.
No, okay. No, it's interesting. Any landlords that stand out in your memory?
In the Hamilton?
Anyway,
Brian, I suppose.
Brian.
In Hamilton, yes.
It's just interesting.
Well, of course.
Characters like Mrs. Hope Murray.
Yes.
Any other characters?
Oh.
Joan, now, who did Mavis mention? Joan. Didn't bring it with me. Who ran the guides, and she obviously changed those girls' lives because she took them to Northern Ireland.
Oh, right, okay.
Introduced them to things that they just wouldn't have.
Yes.
Charles, I think that's wonderful. Thank you very much.
If
you find that book.
Yes, so I'll keep looking. It's bust around somewhere. Unless I've lent it to someone.
Well, of course, and I always say the thing, I'm going to write down who I've lent it to.
Yes, that's a good idea.
I think we all do that.
Yeah. So I'm hugely appreciative. Thank you very much.
Do you like a tea or a drink?